We live in a world obsessed with early specialization. Parents rush children into intense training programs, companies seek narrow expertise, and the 10,000-hour rule has become gospel. But what if this approach is fundamentally flawed? The evidence increasingly suggests that in our complex, rapidly changing world, breadth of experience, not narrow specialization, creates the greatest advantage. While Tiger Woods began golf training in infancy, Roger Federer sampled numerous sports throughout childhood before finding his passion. Research now consistently shows that elite performers typically experience a sampling period across various activities before specialization. This pattern appears among World Cup champions, Olympic medalists, and top performers across diverse fields. Despite powerful marketing machines playing on parents' fears, the evidence is clear. Breadth of experience often produces more creative, adaptable, and ultimately successful individuals. Even in the tech industry, where youth is glorified, the average age of founders at the fastest-growing startups is 45. As automation increasingly handles specialized tasks, breadth of experience might be our ultimate competitive advantage. Our world contains two distinct learning environments. Kind domains like chess, golf, or classical music feature repeating patterns, immediate feedback, and fixed rules, rewarding early specialization. In contrast, wicked domains, where most of modern life exists, have unclear rules, non-obvious patterns, and delayed feedback. A telling example is the physician who unknowingly spread typhoid while appearing to diagnose it accurately through tongue examination. Chess masters excel at remembering meaningful board positions but struggle with random arrangements, illustrating why early specialization works in chess but not elsewhere. This cognitive shift parallels psychologist Alexander Luria's observations in 1930s Soviet Union, where modernizing communities showed markedly different thinking patterns than traditional ones. While modernized people easily grouped items by abstract concepts, rural villagers relied on direct experience. We now view reality through what Flynn calls scientific spectacles, using classification schemes and abstract concepts. The word percent, rare in 1900, became common by 2000, reflecting this shift. Yet higher education continues emphasizing specialization over transferable knowledge, despite most graduates working outside their major fields. In 17th-century Venice, the Figlie del Coro, an all-female ensemble from the Ospedale della Pietà, mastered multiple instruments with extraordinary skill. These women, who were originally abandoned children, learned to play every instrument available, enabling musical experimentation that influenced modern orchestra development. This contrasts with today's focus on early specialization. Research by John Sloboda revealed that early practice hours didn't predict elite performance. Rather, successful students excelled after finding their preferred instrument, with exceptional performers notably spreading their practice across multiple instruments. Traditional teaching often emphasizes procedural learning over conceptual understanding through excessive hints. While American teachers frequently convert conceptual problems into procedural ones, countries like Japan maintain intellectual challenge through methods like Bansho, which documents collective problem solving. Desirable difficulties, including the generation effect, spaced practice, and testing, enhance long-term learning despite initial struggles. Air Force Academy studies showed that professors who maintained course difficulty received lower evaluations and immediate test scores, yet their students performed better in advanced courses, demonstrating the long-term benefits of challenging learning environments. The power of analogical thinking lies in recognizing conceptual similarities between seemingly unrelated domains. Consider a challenging problem: destroying a stomach tumor with rays that could damage healthy tissue. While only 10% solve this initially, success rates soar when given analogies like a general splitting troops to attack a fortress. Our tendency toward the inside view, judging based only on immediate circumstances, often leads to poor decisions, as Daniel Kahneman discovered when his team underestimated a curriculum project by 6 years. The outside view corrects this by identifying patterns across different situations. Eli Lilly demonstrated this principle when they posted complex chemistry problems online. Solutions came from unexpected sources, including attorneys who applied knowledge from chemical patents. One notable solution for molecular synthesis came from a lawyer inspired by tear gas. Similarly, when Napoleon scientists struggled with food preservation, it was Nicholas Appert, a culinary generalist, who invented canning, long before the scientific principles were understood. Research shows specialists often get trapped in the Einsteilern effect, using familiar methods even when better alternatives exist. As Kareem Lakhani found, solutions often come from those working outside their expertise. While AI excels at chess through self-play, it struggles with open-world problems. IBM's Watson mastered Jeopardy, but failed in cancer care. In complex domains, over-reliance on familiar patterns can backfire, like expert firefighters making mistakes in unfamiliar buildings. Life often resembles Martian tennis. You see the game, but don't know the ever-changing rules. Jill Viles, despite having no genetics training, connected her muscular dystrophy to Olympic sprinter Priscilla Lopez-Schlieps' unusual physique. She noticed their mirrored conditions, her missing muscle versus Priscilla's extreme muscularity with missing fat. Her insight led to identifying a rare condition in both of them, preventing Priscilla's hospitalization from high blood fat. This exemplifies how analogical thinking benefits from breadth over depth. Business students given multiple analogies, particularly from different fields, develop better strategies than those with limited comparisons, yet most people default to fewer, similar analogies. IQ scores have risen dramatically over the past century, a phenomenon called the Flynn effect, documented across 30 countries with gains of 3 points per decade. While knowledge-based scores remain stable, abstract reasoning capabilities increase significantly. Modern minds excel at conceptual thinking and abstractions. The Boston Consulting Group leverages this through an intranet of analogical materials. Consultants might study historical parallels, like William the Conqueror's Norman merger, for insights on modern business challenges. Django Reinhardt exemplifies learning through experimentation. Despite being unable to read music and having a partially paralyzed hand, he became a legendary jazz innovator. This illustrates a counterintuitive truth about learning. What feels challenging often creates deeper, more lasting understanding than what feels easy in the moment. Frances Hesselbein's journey to becoming CEO of the Girl Scouts of America began with reluctantly leading a local troop for 6 weeks that became 8 years. At age 54, despite lacking traditional credentials, she took the helm and transformed the organization through modernization, circular management, and increased inclusivity. Her approach was opportunistic, following interesting paths while gathering lessons from every experience. Harvard researchers later found such winding career paths were actually the norm, though many viewed their non-linear journeys with unnecessary embarrassment. These successful dark horses focused on short-term match quality rather than rigid long-term plans, continuously evaluating current opportunities and motivations. While psychologist Dan Gilbert noted people tend to underestimate their future change, the end of history illusion, Herminia Ibarra's research suggests we discover ourselves through action rather than pure introspection. As Paul Graham advises, instead of premature optimization toward distant goals, choose paths that maximize future possibilities.